Hello, and welcome to Radio KBPV, a podcast for Tales of the Kootenai Brown Pioneer Village. This is the Talking Tombstones edition, recorded at the Fort McLeod Holy Cross Cemetery, August 24th, 2019. Introducing will be Farley Wuth, Kootenai Brown Pioneer Village historian and curator, and the biography will be read by Isabel Charette, Visitor Services Assistant at Kootenai Brown Pioneer Village.
You have anything to say?
Am I good to start?
And Isabel Charette is our reader for this one.
Say it again.
Isabel Charette is our reader for this one.
You can correct him. You can correct him on here.
It's Isabel Charette.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, sorry.
Just let me know if you can't hear me. I'm sorry. I'll just speak up or grab the speaker for it. So my name is Annie Mae Genge, nay Ryan. I was born in 1863 in Melbourne, Australia, to Irish immigrants before moving with my family to Fort McLeod. My husband, Colin, was born in 1859 and was a member of the Northwest Mounted Police. He enlisted in Kingston, Ontario, and served in Fort McLeod. He bought a ranch near the town with some horses and had to pay $60 for his discharge so that he could operate the ranch. And that is where we lived together. My husband was also a first-class carpenter when he went into the construction business. He built the Queen's Hotel in 1895 using sandstone from our quarry. In 1905, he sold the business and quarry to the provincial government for $17,000 cash before we began ranching and farming. My beloved husband, Colin, was the mayor of McLeod for two terms, beginning in 1904. In 1909, he was elected member of the McLeod constituency in the Liberal government of Alberta, being the first and only Liberal elected for this constituency. As part of the 1909 Alberta election, my husband's appointment to office aided the re-election of Alexander Rutherford, Alberta's first premier. Rutherford, of course, is known as being Chancellor of the University of Alberta and the first Minister of Education for the new province of Alberta. There is an Alberta-wide scholarship program named the Rutherford Scholarship in his honor that is given to students with high marks. Rutherford also has a university, an Alberta elementary, an Edmonton elementary school, and a Jasper National Park mountain named in his honor. His home, Rutherford House, was opened as a museum in 1973. Despite our busy lives, Colin and I had 11 children together. Alma Frances M. Genge Hilliard, Annie Gertrude Genge Skugel, Kathleen R. Genge Dean, Ray Richard, Crawford Melville, Colin Jr., Isabella Ann, Nelson, William Arthur, Melville George, and Norman. My daughter Gertrude married George E. Skugel. My son-in-law, Mr. Skugel, was born in Quebec and came west in 1903 to work for the Union Bank in Pincher Creek and Cowley as a bank clerk for $8 per month. He later went on to open his own insurance office in Fort McLeod in 1910. In 1916, he chose to serve his country in the Great War as a member of the artillery until the war's end in 1918. By 1925, my son-in-law had started selling cars. The company is now known as Skugel Motors. Despite the hardships Gertrude and George often faced financially, they provided for their family as best they could and ensured many happy Christmases. I'm so proud to say that my Gertrude and her husband had well-known hospitality. A particularly fond memory is how they opened their home to Air Force personnel whilst the men were stationed in Fort McLeod during the Great War. My eldest daughter, Alma, and had three daughters, Gwen, Jean, and Dorothy Hilliard, before her death in 1924. When Alma died, Gertrude and her husband took over the care of Alma's three daughters. My daughter Kathleen was a stenographer in the law office of J.W. MacDonald. She was also a secretary for the Chamber of Commerce for many years. My son, Colin Jr., was a junior clerk in the Northern Bank in 1907 before deciding he wanted to study law. In 1922, he moved to BC and opened his first law office until his retirement in 1965. He was married and had two sons. I lived a very happy life with my family in Fort McLeod, despite having been a widow for 20 years until my death. I outlived my oldest daughter for 6 years, but was survived by many of my other children.